I'm one of those women. Fuck. I can't fucking believe it. You're gone. I knew it's gonna happen. It's been coming for a while, right? Those absence, those little breaks, they kept happening. Closer together and lasted longer. I fucking knew this day was coming. You've had one foot out the door all along. Before you go, before you're gone for good, vanish like a puff of fucking smoke, I want you to know what you do to me. What you've been doing since day one. I was one of those women. A lurker. I didn't give a shit about the rest of it. Didn't comment. Sure as hell, I didn't fucking post. Just upvoted you. Every single fucking time. I didn't care what it was since you did it. Audio questionnaire. I don't give a damn. As long as I heard your voice, I hit the arrow. Mm-hmm. That bloody hell arrow. I even went back and found your verification and upvoted that. That comment that showed up under everything you submitted. That stupid heart emoji. Yeah, me. Who does that shit? An idiot. I know. You didn't submit audios all that often, and I wanted it to. Oh yeah, I wanted it. I fucking burned for that, but okay. I was glad you weren't all that active. Because, you know, I was torn. I wanted it to myself. Selfish. Selfish and crazy, I know. So I got smart. I quit reading the comments of all those bitches. I quit checking your soundgasm views telling. I never wanted to hold you back. It wasn't about that, okay? You were amazing at what you do. I wanted too much. It's impossible. I don't even know what freaking continent you're on. Let alone what city, what street, oh, what house, what fucking bed. Fate's a heartless bitch, you know that. Baby, where'd you go? I did that thing I swore I would never do. I fell for a voice. With your voice. Stupid, yeah, you don't have to tell me that, huh? But fuck, who wouldn't? That rich, smoky sound, warm as honey, with the sting of whiskey and... Fuck! Every word, every sight, every fucking sound you made. It was really your mouth. Was on my cunt. Not your fault. I knew you were my crack from that first audio. From the first fucking word that rolled out of your tongue. Those moans you breathed in my ears. For me. For me. Damn it! I know you weren't talking to me. They got medication for that, okay? Huh. But what I know and how it felt? Two different things, man. Shit. This wet spot in my pants is just fucking growing. Guess I should do something about that. Ah. there should be warning signs posted. Know what I mean? If you imagine snuggling up at a movie, instead of taking his cock in your throat, you might have problem. Or if you picture him making dinner, instead instead of sitting on his face and smothering with your juices, you might have a problem. Fuck me! If you imagine waking up with him. When you said, give me the tight, wet pussy, I need to eat it. It made me soaked. Bam! Just like that. I must calm my brains out to that one. Well, more than once, okay? I wanted your cock in my sweet, hot mouth and your hands on the back of my head, of my hair, in your fist, whatever would make you so hot you couldn't remember whether I was sucking or blowing. Oh, I can't fucking see you. Those partial photos you posted on your subreddit. Those two you sent me after I got the PMs going. Your mouth, those lips. Fuck, baby, those lips. Your eyes. The outline of your cock into those sexy red boxer briefs. Instant lady boner. You were a tease, you know that. Of course you do. You were the fucking genius of tease. The fucking Einstein, the Carl Ripken Jr., the goddamn Greg Maddox. The audio. When you were playing with that flashlight, I wanted to knock it out the way. Get my mouth on your cock and show you what you were missing. Suck you and play with your balls until you moan my name. I wouldn't give it all to you. Not right away. Two can tease, baby. Oh, yeah. Get you under me. I'll just rub my pussy along your shaft until it's drenched with my pussy juice and your pre-cum. And when your hips started pushing me, I'd put back just an inch away. You're gonna bag me. Bag me for my cunt. Oh yeah. You can have just enough for the tip. I lean forward, take your hand in my hands and kiss you and kiss you. And kiss you so fucking wet and slow and deep you'd forget how to breathe. I'd slide down your cock one each at a time. Hot, tight, wet, sweet pussy. Oh God. Oh God. I want to fuck you. I need to fuck you. I need to make you shake apart under me. I would ride you slow, feeling you feel my pussy and up and down until you can't stand it, until you have to go deeper, until you flip me over and thrust hard your cock so deep inside me you can't feel anything but me. So deep inside, I can't feel anything but you and your cock pounding me into the mattress. I want to smell your hair and taste your skin and leave my stretch marks down your back. I want to make you come. Like you make me come. I want to watch my cum dripping down your cock. Oh my God. Oh baby. Oh baby, fuck me, baby. Baby, baby. Oh yes, fuck me like that. Fuck me. Fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you, baby. No. God. Oh God. I want to make you breakfast. You broke my cunt, baby. Other men get nothing. Turns out my warm, tight pussy is a weenie bitch. She just wants you. I knew you were getting discouraged about the number of upvotes and comments on your posts. It's so hard to be a guy on GWA. The numbers are such a bitch against you. And I was trying to be encouraging, to let you know that I am a fan, a major fan, but give you a taste of exactly how I feel. No wonder you're scared away. I was over the line. I'm going to send this before the part of me that wants to steal the numb. Shit, the dumb bitch who wants to hope takes over the wheel. I know my feelings aren't logical. I know it. I don't even know if this makes sense. I'm typing on my phone with my goddamn thumbs. I'm sorry. Should never have pushed my contact info and photo on you. I knew I fucked it up as soon as I hit send, but no take backs on PMs. I just couldn't stop myself. That had to be the last thing you needed. Yes, I put heart emojis on all your posts and written silly comments, but I've never given you any idea of my true feelings. And then I just blurted them all at once. You probably thought I was coming at you like a fatal attraction. No wonder. I am so, so sorry for that. Is that why you deleted your account? Did I scare you away? Oh, baby, please don't go. No, no, not for that. I'm harmless, I swear. If you're still on here, in deep lurk mode, checking your last PMs before you blow out the candle, know that I never meant to. Just know it. Who the fuck is that at my door? Really? Mm-hmm. Hold it, damn it! I'm coming! Shit. Baby?